Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The text for the sermon is from the epistle lesson for the Feast of James of Jerusalem, the letter that bears his name, chapter 1, verse 1. Jacobus, Theou kai Kyriou Jesu Christou doulos, or in the other language of Jerusalem, Yaakov Elohim wa Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach Eved. And as we know it, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here ends the text. James is a name for kings of Scotland and England. This man's name, whose day we commemorate, was Jacob, Jacobus, Yaakov. By calling him by his name Jacob, we are reminded of his Hebraic roots, that he was named after the patriarch who was the father of the 12 tribes of Israel, to whom this Jacob wrote his letter to the 12 tribes of the diaspora. Jacob was the son of Joseph, and Joseph was the son of his father, Jacob. So we know from Matthew chapter 1, verse 16. This Jacob, whom we commemorate today, is also known as Jacob of Jerusalem, a pillar of the church, episkopos, bishop, bishop after Peter had to flee for his life. Jacob remained in Jerusalem. He was also known as Jacob the Just. We might say he was the original Dr. Just. Jerusalem, we know, was a bilingual congregation of Hellenists and Hebraists. And in order for Jacob to be pastor of all of his flock, he had to be fluent in both. And hence, we see his ability to write in literate Koine Greek. Jacob, I suppose, if he wanted to boast about himself, rather than simply call himself doulos, could say of himself and his many titles that the mother of God is his mother also. He could say, I shared the same womb as the Lord of all creation. He could say, I am a true brother of Jesus. He could say, I am the Bishop of Jerusalem, the first one. He could say, I was a witness of the resurrection, having a special appearance of Jesus to him, as recorded in 1 Corinthians 15. He could say, I am an apostle, but instead, how does he call himself? He calls himself a slave. In that, he is like his mother Mary, whom in Luke chapter 1, verse 38, the only title that she gives herself is He Dule Kiryu, Ama Yahweh, maidservant of the Lord. No fancy titles for her, and none for Jacob of Jerusalem. A slave. How many of us would take that particular title? A slave? Yes. But of whom? Of Jesus Christ, God and Lord. Jacob of Jerusalem could have boasted, and in a moment of weakness, I could boast as well. And if I were to boast, I would say something like this. Well, I've been a parish pastor for 22 years. Who among you here has been that? I have been a circuit counselor for 9 years. I have been elected 3 times as vice president of the Indiana district. I am a fifth generation Missouri Synod pastor. By the way, I was boasting, by the way. Pride, however, is a sin, and humility is a virtue, and yet I boast in none of that. Let him who boasts boast in the Lord Jesus and in him crucified. And so likewise, Jacob of Jerusalem boasted not in himself, but in his brother and in his Lord. In calling himself a slave, Jacob shows humility and modesty appropriate for those in the Lord's service. We tend to glory in our fancy titles, perhaps even lording it over others. We can say that we are seminarian, vicar, MDiv, pastor, reverend, doctor, circuit counselor, vice president, DP, doctor, professor, dean. And yet, Jesus says it's the Gentiles and the unbelievers who boast in titles, but it's not for you, and nor was it for Jacob of Jerusalem. Slave was how he described himself. Minister is how we might call ourselves. For our Lord came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And if Josephus is to be believed, and the tradition of the church, Jacob of Jerusalem also gave his life as a martyr of his brother, Jesus Christ. Jacob of Jerusalem, Jacob the just, Jacob the slave of Jesus Christ. Humility came from knowing his sin. His sin of pride and envy, among others. See, Jacob was offended by his brother Jesus and the claims that he was making. And so Jacob was not worthy to be an apostle, no more than Peter, who denied Jesus, was worthy to be an apostle. Thomas, who doubted Jesus, was worthy to be an apostle. Paul, who persecuted Jesus, was worthy to be an apostle. So also, Jacob of Jerusalem was offended by Jesus and was not worthy to be called an apostle. He could rightly say, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and earth. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as you would one of your hired slaves." The same Jesus suffered and died for his brother and for the sins of the whole world, reconciling him in that resurrection appearance. And Jesus is now not merely Jacob's brother, son of his mother, but Jesus is his Lord and his God. James confesses what another doubter, Thomas, did on Sunday after the resurrection, confessing Jesus to be my Lord and my God. Jacob is called by God and by God and by us the just, dikaios, tzaddik, just. Just not by works, lest anyone should boast, but just, righteous, by faith, as a gift of God, as it is written, the righteous by faith shall live. Ho dikaios ek pisteos zotzetai. Tzaddik be'emuto yehye. And so we too find that we are justified not by our blood relation, not by our boast, not by the length of time that we have been in the synod or anything else before God, not by our degrees, But we take our place in the family of Jesus by baptism into his name as children of God, children born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God, by faith in the Word made flesh and blood, upon whom we feast in his supper. We feast upon the flesh and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of Mary, brother of Jacob, who is our Lord and God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.